officially step inside the lounge on your freeform station, WMFM.
Oh, you know what that means? Another Thursday night in a city. This is 91.5 WMFO Medford, Boston. How to kick that off, Stephanie? You like that?
Gobble, gobble, gobble. It's approaching.
It is. Next week is the big turkey day. So lots of turkeys going to be stuffed. Lots of bellies are going to be full, and the button's going to be unbuttoned.
A lot of food comas.
Mm-hmm.
Tryptophan? Tryptophan. The turkey that makes everybody schnoozy and sleepy.
For sure. We will not be on, it is our show actually falls right on Thanksgiving. So I got to do a little bit of some turkey fun and play a nice little turkey tune for everyone out there, mm-hmm. Right?
You wouldn't be you if you didn't.
The jazz hands were going crazy and just having so much fun. We have a jam-packed show, a brand new Stephanie as well. Can't wait for that right after 9 o'clock. And the local report is going to be super special this week.
It is.
That comes on around 9:30 or so. So definitely
tune in. After the vault. Yep.
Yes, right after the vault. And of course, we'd love to hear from you. You got an upbeat request, a good old feel-good song, call us 855-915-WMFO. That's 855-915-9636. And Stephanie gives good...
I give good phone.
There we go. I was waiting
Gotta
for the...
give a shout out to our dear friend and my radio husband, Alex Piandes with the Desperate Hours. You just got through listening to him from 6 to 8 p.m. Great show. Check him out every week. And I think he's also off next week and will be back on with us on December 1st.
That's right. And before we get started, dear, dear friend of yours, yes, Stephanie, and been on the show a couple times.
Yeah. DJ Stevie Ray lost his dad this morning. So to Bernard, Stevie Ray's dad, rest in peace, dear friend. And we'll see you on the other side. And Stevie Ray, we're so heartily sorry for your loss. Stevie's dad was a great guy. I met him a couple of times on the backyard barbecues. Of course, Stevie is my neighbor right next to us. And, you know, I really want to send my condolences out to him. I remember when I lost my dad back in April, Stevie was just a pillar of support to myself, my mom, and there doing everything and anything that he could to comfort us. So I wanted to just acknowledge that and, send condolences from you, Danny, and myself, and the rest of the music world. We love you, Stevie. Hang in there and stay strong for your mom.
This is 91.5 WMFO Medford, Boston.
I can't get you sleep. Think about the implications of diving in too deep, and possibly the complications, especially at night. I worry over situations. I know we'll be alright. Perhaps it's just an imagination. Day after day it reappears. Shows the fear. Ghosts appear and fade away. Alone between the sheets only brings exasperation. It's time to walk the streets. Smell the desperation. At least there's pretty lights. And though there's little variation, it nullifies the night from overkill. Day after day reappears. Night after night my heartbeat shows. Ghosts appear and fade away.
Gottes in Wien war Vienna, wo er alles tat. Er hatte Schulden, dann er trank, doch ihn liebten alle Frauen. Und jede rief, er kam mit Rock Me Amadeus. Er war Superstar, er war populär, er war so exaltiert, because er hatte Flair. Er war ein Virtuose, war ein Rockidol. Und alles rief, er kam mit Rock Me Amadeus. Und es war irgendwie No Plastic Money in die Modebanken gegen ihn. Woher die Schulden kamen, war wohl jedermann bekannt. Er war ein Mann der Frauen, Frauen liebten seinen Punk. Er war ein Superstar, er war so populär. Er war zu exaltiert, genau das war sein Flair. Er war ein Virtuose, war ein Rockidol. Und alle sucht noch auf den Captain Rock Me Up, aber die ist mein
101.5 WMFO, Medford, Boston, in the middle of the lounge. You heard from Stephanie Men at Work. Oh, that was a good one. Overkill?
Yes, from Contraband.
Love that one. Falco, Rock Me Amadeus, and Depeche Mode.
Amadeus.
Not
Amadeus.
That's how I sing it. See, that is how Danny perceives it in his
Amadeus,
ears.
Referring to Wolfgang, Mozart, Amadeus.
So,
and you know what? When I was pregnant, I did not want to find out what the sex of my child was going to be. But one of the names that I had put aside for if it was a male baby was Amadeus.
Get out. Really?
Mm-hmm. So really?
Do you ever do that to the disco baby and be like, you should have? No, do the name.
No. Well, if she was a boy, that was one of the names I picked out. Was
what made you think of that name?
I guess being the music, great
was
music,
it music
lover.
Okay.
Yeah.
And to get Disco Baby, you know, get her name. Any musical influence on that?
No, actually, that was done by the movies, the Italian movies. That was she was named after Marcello Mastroianni and Sofia Loren.
I love that.
And she's Marcella Sofia.
And I'm named Danny. I mean, where does that go wrong?
Nowhere. That's Daniel Boone and Daniel.
Well, see, it's not Italian, though. That's the thing.
Well, they say Donato for Danny.
See, it's Daniele. And my mother wanted to name me Daniele. And the doctor's like, no, you're not going to name him Daniele. Because we were born here. And they just said Daniel. And I've been Danny.
Well, you
Danny.
Know, it's funny because you talk about that. And a lot of the names years ago were Italian names that were given, and then they were Americanized. My dad, for instance, was Vittorio.
Vittorio, I love
that. And when
that.
He went to school, they just shortened it to Victor, and they rather Americanized it and shortened it. A lot of friends, Salvatore became Sam.
That's a great name that I like, Salvatore.
Vincenzo became Jimmy. I had an uncle that was a Vincenzo that became a Jimmy. And so now people are culturally going back to their roots, and now instead of Americanizing the names, they're trying to get them as cultural as they can be. And I think it's nice. I think you need to know, you know, what our roots are and what that is. So.
And Thanksgiving being next week, this is a perfect opportunity to talk about what to be thankful for. We are going to say thank you to you, to all our listeners.
Yes.
You want to give a thankful shout out to you? Call in right now, 855-915-WMFO. That is 855-915-9636. Or you're on the Facebook, Abuka Face, as my mother says, a lounge radio show. Interact with us.
La Libra Faccia.
La Libra Faccia Bella.
Faccia de Libra.
This is 91.5 WMFO Medford, Boston.
Wait, wait, wait a
101.5 WMFO, Medford, Boston. You heard from Liquid Gold, What She's Got, and Dusty Springfield in Private. Big, big song in the clubs in the 80s.
Getting a little help from the Pet Shop Boys on that one. And, of course, Liquid Gold's lead singer, Ellie Hope. Kind of a little similarity between her and Dusty Springfield.
And Patrice, Danny's talking tonight. I'm a little bit overtired. Russian feels so real.
Patrizia.
We're going to talk about Stevie Nicks during the roll in the 9 o'clock hour. You're not going to want to miss it. We got your shout out coming up in about 15 minutes. Don't you go anywhere. This is 91.5 WMFO, Medford, Boston.
Perfect. I mean, she'd never tell you that. She's humble and perfect. She likes everyone. She even likes her untidy roommate's weird guinea pig. Allison, wait, are you texting and driving? Allison, no. That's the exact opposite of what I was just saying about you. Why, Allison? Why? Texting and driving makes good people look bad. Visit StopTextStopRex.org, brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Now back to more freeform music on 91.5 WMFO Medford and streaming worldwide at WMFO.org.
Passing old kinds of bills from down on Capitol Hill.
WMFO Medford, your home to your freeform station and the lounge with Danny. Every Thursday night from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on 91.5 WMFO Medford and WMFO.org.
Within the glow that weaves a cloak. is clear above the din. Proud Ariane.
Our last show before we take a little hiatus, because next week is Thanksgiving and a well-deserved break for the both of us.
Absolutely. But I will miss the callers, and I will miss
each and every week. We really love our listeners, and thank you so much for the calls. And this is the time where we say thank you to you. Thank you so much for checking out the show each and every week, for your requests. And they're still coming in. 855-915-WMFO. That's 9636. Let's go to the shout outs, Stephanie.
All right, we got our bodyguard of the lounge radio show, Bubba Blue Eyes. Rick Reyes is listening all the way from Philadelphia, PA. My dear friend and a great DJ, DJ Ace Boogie, Stephen Sean Patrick. He's patrolling the Fells Way, keeping Meffa a little bit safer this evening. Otis Lang. Hi, sweetheart.
What up, brother?
What up, brother? He's calling from the Bronx, NYC, of course. Rosanna Malarazzo, out in my neighborhood, the North End. She listens each and every week. We love her. Got to send her love. Victoria and Catherine Reyes. Yes, they are the daughters of Rick. And they're listening in Burlington, Massachusetts. Dave Garenti, another great guy, follower Davey. Of the lounge. Shout outs to him. Our Candy Apple Danny, Candace Baptista, along with her husband, Nenny. They're checking us out in Chelsea. And of course, my sweetheart and friend and boss, Fred Balboni, is checking in. And actually, his mom, Emma Jean, I love her. She is celebrating an 89th birthday.
Happy birthday.
And she listens to the lounge. So, happy birthday, Emma Jean. I love you, darling.
Tanti auguri, signora.
Yeah. Oh, God. We got a couple of shout out to Scott and Malden. He checks in every week. Scott, we're going to get to your request sooner than later. And Danny, I've also got a couple of celebrity birthdays I just want to mention. Martin Scorsese's birthday is today. Happy birthday, Marty. And you may know him as Louis De Palma, a.k.a. he is Danny DeVito.
Throw mother from the train.
And Ruthless People and a number of other things. So happy birthday to funny man Danny DeVito. And, of course, producer, director extraordinaire Martin Scorsese.
We got Maddie checking in Cambridge, and Michelle, who's out working up in New Hampshire, listening on WMFO.org. Drea, hey boo, my boo. She's in North Attleboro. Thank you so much. You got the Giddy Up every Fridays 2 to 4 here on WMFO. And to wrap up your Friday night, you got Chase Carson.
My brother, turntable brother from another mother. How you doing, Chase, sweetie?
Every Friday, 10 p.m. to midnight here. And all your favorite shows are right on WMFO.org. You listen to the archive for the past 2 weeks of The Lounge and all your favorite shows. And in about 15 minutes, we have The Vault.
Yes. Tell them what was in Block 3, Danny.
Oh, we didn't even go into that. See, I was so excited to get all so the listeners excited. Out that we didn't even talk about the music. You, Daryl Hall and John Holtz with Adult Education. You heard Led Zeppelin, All My Love, and Simply Red, Money's Too Tight
and
to Mention.
Did you hear the reference to Ronnie Reagan and Nancy? Did the earth move for
did
you, Nancy?
For?
Of course, she was running the country there for a little while when poor Ronnie got a little bit of the Alzheimer's there, but he talks about Reaganomics, and so that's a very dated song from the 1980s.
I love it, and this is what we do each and every week. The Vault coming up in about 50 minutes. This is 91.5 WMFO Medford, Boston.
It's that I have been from walking away from things that move too fast.
91.5 WMFO Medford, Boston. Oh, you heard from Swing Out Sister Girl, Break Out, and Information Society with Walking Away and Allison Moyer.
Now, Danny.
With Invisible. What up, girl?
Do you remember last week we played the group Yaz or Yazoo?
Yeah.
With they did Situation and Don't Go.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the lead vocalist of Yaz was Allison Moyer, and that is her on her own.
Shut the front door.
And she really brought androgyny to the 80s, of course, with Prince and other people, because you really couldn't tell when she sang whether she was a male voice or female voice. And even to look at, you kind of really had to take a second look. So, you know, props out to people that did that before it was popular to do that.
And this is WMFO Medford, Boston, and we get into Stephanie's vault in a second. But we have two shout-outs that we need to get to.
We have two shout-outs from our infirmary department. Lon.
Yes.
He's listening in South Dakota. Feel better. He's not feeling well. A little bit under the weather. So we're going to send you lots of love and get well wishes from us here at the lounge. And also my partner in crime, my bestie, my sister, my love, Barbara Ann Klickstein, all the way out in Palm Beach, California, is having a major surgery tomorrow. So we want to